I knew that I needed to be able to take some of the Sixers' data with me when I escaped. So earlier in the week, I'd used my intranet admin account to submit a bogus hardware requisition form. I had a 10 zettabyte flash drive delivered to a non-existent employee, Sam Lowry, in an empty cubicle a few rows away from my own. Making sure to keep my ear gear camera pointed in the other direction, I ducked into the cube, grabbed the tiny drive, pocketed it, and smuggled it back to my HAB unit. That night, after I shut off the lights and disabled the security cameras, I unlocked my entertainment unit's maintenance access panel and installed the flash drive into an expansion slot used for firmware upgrades. Now, I could download data from the intranet directly to that drive. I put on the entertainment center's visor and gloves, then stretched out on my mattress. The visor presented me with a three-dimensional view of the Sixers database, with dozens of overlapping data windows suspended in front of me. Using my gloves, I began to manipulate these windows, navigating my way through the database's file structure. The largest section of the database appeared to be devoted to information on Halliday. The amount of data they had on him was staggering. It made my Grail diary look like a set of Cliff's Notes. They had things I'd never seen, things I didn't even know existed. Halliday's grade school report cards, home movies from his childhood, emails he'd written to fans. I didn't have time to read over it all, but I copied the really interesting stuff over to my flash drive to hopefully study later. I focused on isolating the data related to Castle Anorak and the forces the Sixers had positioned in and around it. I copied all of the intel on their weapons, vehicles, gunships, and troop numbers. I also snagged all of the data I could find on the Orb of Ozyvox, the artifact they were using to generate the shield around the castle, including exactly where they were keeping it and the employee number of the Sixer wizard they had operating it. Then, I hit the jackpot. A folder containing hundreds of hours of Oasis SimCap recordings documenting the Sixers' initial discovery of the third gate and their subsequent attempts to open it. As everyone now suspected, the third gate was located inside Castle Anorak. Only avatars who possessed a copy of the Crystal Key could cross the threshold of the castle's front entrance. To my disgust, I learned that Sorrento had been the first avatar to set foot inside Castle Anorak since Halliday's death. The castle entrance led into a massive foyer whose walls, floor, and ceiling were all made of gold. At the north end of the chamber, a large crystal door was set into the wall. It had a small keyhole at its very center. The moment I saw it, I knew I was looking at the third gate. I fast-forwarded through several other recent SimCap files. From what I could tell, the Sixers still hadn't figured out how to open the gate. Simply inserting the crystal key into the keyhole had no effect. They'd had their entire team trying to figure out why for several days now, but still hadn't made any progress. While the data and video on the third gate was copying over to my flash drive, I continued to delve deeper into the Sixer database. Eventually, I uncovered a restricted area called the Star Chamber. It was the only area of the database I couldn't seem to access. So I used my admin ID to create a new test account, then gave that account super user access and full administrator privileges. It worked, and I was granted access. The information inside the restricted area was divided into two folders: mission status and threat assessments. I opened the threat assessments folder first, and when I saw what was inside, I felt the blood drain from my face. There were five file folders, labeled Parzival, Artemis, H, Shoto, and Daito. Daito's folder had a large red X over it. I opened the Parzival folder first. A detailed dossier appeared, containing all of the information the Sixers had collected on me over the past few years. My birth certificate, my school transcripts. At the bottom, there was a link to a SimCap of my entire chat link session with Sorrento, ending with the bomb detonating in my aunt's trailer. After I'd gone into hiding, they'd lost track of me. They had collected thousands of screenshots and vidcaps of my avatar over the past year, and loads of data on my stronghold on Falco, but they didn't know anything about my location in the real world. My current whereabouts were listed as unknown.